RSN Central with Gareth Hall.
Alisand stoked up. Chenia needs a run, then Soul Patch. 300 metres to go. Alligator Blood lets down now. Catalyst is sticking with him, and they were followed by Chenia. Alligator Blood at the 200 metres, about a neck in front. Catalyst on the outside is sticking with him. Alligator Blood at the 100. Catalyst digs in. They're stride for stride. Alligator Blood and Catalyst. Alligator Blood just in front and just won. Alligator Blood is...
It's 6 days since that wonderful duel up that Flemington Straight in the CSA Stakes, and we're still talking about the Alligator Blood and Catalyst fight up that Flemington Straight. Of course, they'll meet once again in the Australian Guineas and then hopefully on towards the All-Star Mile. Now, it was revealed the top 10 from the votes for the All-Star Mile there yesterday at Caulfield, and leading the way was the people's horse, the horse from Queensland, Alligator Blood. Part owner Alan Andres joins us now, and yesterday he announced that one lucky person who voted for Alligator Blood in the All-Star Mile will get a chance to own 5% of the Queensland Star for that $5 million race there at Caulfield in the middle part of March. And Alan joins us now here on RSN Central. Good morning, Alan.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. What about that? First of all, your horse is now you could say, the most popular horse in this country. How does that make you feel?
Oh, fantastic, Gareth. And I tell you, just listening to that race again for the 302nd time, it's never going to go away from me, I can assure you. It's awesome.
How has he pulled up? Because David Van Dyke told us earlier on in the week that he was a little bit tired after that performance there on Saturday, but has he bounced back as the week has gone on?
Yeah, absolutely. He was tired. David confirmed that, and I was with him yesterday, and I've had news this morning. David's back down at the stables this morning, and it confirmed everything I'd seen yesterday. He's bounced back. His coat looks fantastic, eating well, and we just can't wait to see him now on Saturday week.
Alan, does he become a horse that you have to share with the public now? Is he I think to a few of us, he feels like he's our horse in a way, because he's loved by so many.
Oh, absolutely. Uncle Jeff and Auntie Robin, myself, we'd made a conscious decision some time ago. I was trying to share him with the public in his first race, believe it or not. People thought I was nuts, but he's on.
We just lost you there, Al. You're there? Yep. You're back?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, back. Sorry, Gareth. You can hear me?
Yep. Go on, mate.
He's definitely been, he's a public horse now, and we just happen to be owners that have a vested interest in him, and we're delighted that everybody's embracing it.
So when did you come up with the decision to give away 5% of Alligator Blood for the All-Star Mile?
Look, we talked about it, how we were going to handle the votes. We wanted him in the race. And we looked at other options that were happening, that people were giving things away at the time, and we made a conscious decision to say, look, let's just run it with the public. Let's just see if he can stand alone. There's only three of us in the syndicate, so we've got our family and friends. And if we get in, no matter what level he was going to fall in, if that was the case, we'd certainly want to offer it as a reward. So we made that, in the lead up prior to the voting starting, really, I guess.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, it's just been an absolute delight that, the support came in, and we want to now, give that lucky person and their family the opportunity to become owners for the day. And, they may not like putting up with us as owners anyway on the day. They might be sick of us, but...
it'll be a lot of fun, Al. I can guarantee that. You'll have to dress up in green. There's no doubt about that. That would have to be one of the priorities if you do get selected.
Oh, look, the alligator theme, to be there on the day, and I hope they experience what Jeff, Robin and I do, and that is that we just enjoy the horse racing, and win or lose, it's about that experience, and just to don't get too wound up with if he doesn't win. It's a case of enjoying the moment and accepting the fact that there's some spectacular 3-year-olds coming through the ranks.
Did you ever imagine how powerful owning a racehorse could be, and the journey and the journey that this horse has taken you on? And I know Arnie Robin is and there's an illness within the ownership group, battling cancer at the moment. And this horse, Alligator Blood, is giving everyone some hope and inspiring for you guys to go on?
Yeah, look, I think my interest is in Uncle Jeff as well. My grandfather, Jeff's father, Pop, he lived till 99 years and 6 months, about 4 or 5 years ago now. But, you know, he was always showing us a memorable day in Randwick where Belmont Park won the first horse ever to win a double on the same day, which you'd never see that today. And that sort of stuck in my mind. And I've enjoyed the racing in the 80s and 90s. You know, I've loved the superstars that we've seen, and still do with the mares as well, Winx and Maccabi Diva and so on. But I had a taste of it with a good friend, Brad Spicer from Spicer Thoroughbreds, got me involved in 2008 in a syndicate. And, you know, their very first horse was a horse called Fernandina, and it won the Vane Stakes and Caulfield Prelude and so on. Was sold, and I thought, gee, this is easy money. But, you know, many, many horses later and you get the bug, it's very addictive. Mm-hmm. And then there was something about this guy. Jeff and I and Robin, he was passed in. We negotiated with Jerry, and that's a strong word. Jerry, you don't negotiate with Jerry. So yeah. Thank goodness we paid the GST. And there was something about this guy, and that was one of the names we wanted to name one of the horses, and it turns out that it resonates with Al and everybody for a whole raft of reasons, yeah. You know, the personal issues and so on.
Hey, Al, when do you make the decision? When does the draw happen regarding who is that lucky owner to win 5% of Alligator Blood?
Yeah, we're running that pretty quick. I've been talking to, Racing Victoria about the database, and, you've got to be conscious of privacy issues there and legal aspects, but we'll be able to put that together so that people can come to us with their phone details. We can match that up to make sure that they were legitimate voters. That's the key, that the 18,500. But I'm hoping, early, late next week, and that lucky person and their family can come for the ride with the three of us.
Yeah, I think my wife, of course. I think it's terrific, and that will be some ride to have 5% of Alligator Blood in the richest mile race in the world. It will be something you would tell your mates at the pub. And maybe maybe get a few tickets for them as well.
Nah, yeah, and look, the feedback's been great because people desperately want to be part of that journey. So yeah. We're really grateful and thankful to everybody.
Good luck, Al.
Thanks, Gareth. Appreciate that. Cheers.
There's Alan Andres, of course, the part owner of Alligator Blood. He is a horse that has captured the imagination of the sporting public. People who don't necessarily follow racing know who Alligator Blood is these days, and that build-up towards the CS Hay Stakes was unbelievable last week. He was on all of the news services, on the free-to-air networks, and he has built up quite a following, the horse from Queensland.